Hello and welcome to Tea Time with TY on Near FM. I'm Niamh Hand. Today the students from Reno College have taken over Near FM for a special one-off programme. Coming up, we have a whole range of stuff, including interviews with students and teachers, special reports from our field trips to Cavan and the Buddhist Centre, Vox Pops and student profiles. So why don't we get to know some of the students that were involved in the making of this programme? Here is the first group of student profiles. Enjoy.
My name is Alexandra. I grew up in Romania. I moved to Ireland last year. I knew live in Dublin one. In my free time, I like read and listen to music. My favorite food is sarmale, made with kabbaji and rice and meat. I miss food from Romania. I love music about Irish culture in my part of Marino College.
Hello, my name is Philip. I grew up in Cluj in Romania. I moved up in Ireland like 7 months ago. I now live in Finglas and in my free time study and read sometimes. My favorite food is like meat wrapped with rice and cabbage. And my favorite band is like the Gators vocal band. I miss good like fast foods and chips from non-stops in my country. I love the rich history from the Irish culture, and I'm part of Marina College.
Hello, my name is Ivana. I grew up in Ukraine. I moved to England 5 years ago. Now I live in Kulak. In my free time, I go out with my friends. My favorite food now is spiceback, and I miss the weather from Ukraine because in Ukraine they have snow and the summer is so hot. I love dancing about the Irish culture, and I'm part of Marina College.
Hi, my name is Jackie. I grew up in Mexico City. I moved to Ireland in September of 2018. I now live in Beaumont. In my free time, I go out with my friends. My favorite food is like Mexican food, like tacos and things like that. I miss food parties and my friends from Mexico. I love food and culture about Irish culture. And I'm part from Marino College.
So we've met some students. Now it's time to hear from one of our teachers. Jackie interviewed Miss MacDonald about her role as a teacher and her time as a student herself. Let's have a listen.
Oh, so hi, I'm Jackie and I'm in Near FM and I'm here with Miss MacDonald, the TY coordinator from Marino College. Hi.
Hi Jackie, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. So what would you be if you weren't a teacher?
Ooh, great question. If I wasn't a teacher, I would be a pilot, I think, because I love to travel and I really do find getting up in the air very exciting. But I don't really have good maths, so I don't think I'd be a great pilot. I think I have to have honours level maths if I'm correct. So that, or I would be perhaps maybe a really, really good musician.
What is it like working in a school with multiple nationalities?
It's fantastic. My school, when I was in secondary school, didn't have lots of nationalities. So being a teacher in Marino College, I've seen, you know, just amazing different nationalities and cultures being brought into the inner city Dublin. And it's great because you get to hear different languages, you learn about different countries and their cultures, you get to meet parents and siblings as well. And I'm also picking up a few new words as well. I hope my Spanish is improving.
It's good.
Yeah, gracias.
Why did you become a teacher?
Well, that's a really good question. I suppose I was really lucky because I have been studying music since I was about 4 years of age. My mum's a music teacher, so it kind of came naturally to me. When I was about 15 or 16, I had some neighbours asking me would I teach piano. Piano's my main instrument. And so I started teaching one-on-one, teaching younger students how to play the piano. And I kind of finished up school and I said to myself, you know what, I really do love music and I'd love to study it in university. And then the next thing I knew, I was signing up to become a teacher and to teach music and geography. I love geography. So yeah, that kind of hooked me in and I've been a teacher ever since.
That's good. What are the differences between Marino College education now and when you were in the school?
Wow, well, like, I mean, I've been out of school well over a decade, nearly two decades at this stage, and there's so many differences. The big thing is that, we're very much more IT literate. You know, there's computers, you've iPads. When we were in school, as we call it, chalk and talk, it was literally a chalkboard or a whiteboard, and the teacher just stood up at the top and did a lot of talking. But we do now a lot more group work activities, and just even like, you know, in Marino we have a great wide variety of subjects, and you know, there's lots of different activities going on. You're not just in a classroom necessarily anymore. So to me, that's the biggest thing.
Thank you, Miss McDonald, for being here in your FM. See you next time.
Thanks, Jackie, for that interview. Next, Tara shared a group discussion with some of our international students to compare their experiences of moving to a new country. Here it is.
So today I'm joined by three students from Marino College. I got Moses.
Thank you.
I got Vincent.
Hi.
And Ivana.
Hi.
Like me, they were born from outside of Ireland, so we're going to talk about, you know, Ireland. We're going to relate to our countries and stuff like that. So guys, how did you first view Irish people when you came to Ireland?
To me, I could say, like, relate like in skin color, yeah. But they're actually fine people at the start when I met them, so they were fine.
Like, for me, it's all the same people. Like, nothing changed, just, like, language. That's it.
Okay. Speaking of your countries, what's the differences between them?
Between, you mean, like, our countries and here?
Yeah.
I could say maybe in the education.
Where are you from?
Uganda.
Okay.
So I could say maybe in education, or like here, they concentrate to their different stuff, so like in studies, and in my country, kind of do different stuff, so
I could say that. You focus on different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vincent?
So, in Poland, it's of course language, school, like education, like hospitals, you have to pay, like here, you have to pay for being in a hospital. The government, is that a little different?
I think if you have what's that card called, like a medical card, if you have that, sometimes you can kind of get, if like you go to like a chemist, kind of like give the medicine like half a price if you have it.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, you pay less, so if you have the card.
Oh, in my country is different, the transport. And, like, education. Education is much harder. And maybe, like, I'm from Ukraine. So Ukraine not in Euro Union. Maybe it will be soon as possible.
Yeah.
So maybe it's much better to go back and study there.
Okay. Because in my country, Lithuania, transport is very different. I actually never seen a two level buses before, but when I came to Ireland, they were everywhere. I was like, holy, you know, like holy crap.
That's amazing. So.
Yeah, because in my country, a lot of them are run by electricity. Yeah, it's you know, it's different. Also, obviously, language, education, all of that. In my country, I do feel like we are like learning faster and like harder. But in my country, it's, I don't know, it's our level, how do you say this?
Education?
I feel like even though we learn more, it's not approved in other countries, you know? So for example, if I finish college in Lithuania, it may not be approved in Ireland, even though I might know more stuff, you know?
Yeah, same as Ukraine, like, we learn more. And like, but like, in the end, when you get the certificate, it's like not working in Europe.
So, do you guys enjoy school?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, of course, like sports. Because, like, also in my country, we did like a lot of work. I won't say a lot of homework, which we don't do here. But when it comes to sports, we really concentrate on them. So, I miss that.
For me, I don't really mind this kind of stuff. I do enjoy school, I guess, The people are really nice. It was it's quite surprising. Compared to other schools, I feel that Marino was like a really nice school. You know, everyone's very accepting. What about the people?
Of course, people, they are nice. I couldn't say all a few, but after all, like, they are fine.
At first, I thought they're gonna be like, not nice. But when I came to school, they're all like very open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I relate to that, bro.
What?
Bro. Like, what's up, bro?
I mean, in Poland, they're like not shy. How they call that? Not open.
Yeah.
And so they're like very homophobic and stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything.
Like in my country, it's like people is nice, but if like we have own group in class and we have like new students, so they have to do like some quiz to join to our group.
I see. Okay.
Like in here, it's, people is friendly.
Yeah, just like, accept you. Yeah. Do you feel like you're at home?
At home.
Yeah. Here.
Very tricky question, but I'll try to answer that. At home, I couldn't say. Couldn't say like if it's related to weather now, because the weather is different from here than in my country.
Yeah.
But overall, I think I am at home as long as I have a relative here.
I see.
Kind of brings me to be like I'm at home.
So where your family is, that's your home, pretty much.
Yeah, I could say, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't feel like home.
Don't.
No, I don't.
Maybe that's where you're leaving.
Yes, pretty much.
I feel like at home because, like, last summer I go for nearly 3 months.
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, when we go back to Ireland, she said, oh, you already miss. I said, yes, I do.
For me, I came here when I was 12. Now I'm nearly 17. Holy, I've been here for 5 years. Jesus.
Oh, same as me.
Yeah, I do feel at home.
I think maybe for me today.
So. I went to Lithuania as for a holiday, and you know I enjoyed it. But then I, you know, felt after a few days I wanted, you know, to go back. Right. I think that's it. I was joined by the 3 students from Marino College: Moses, Vincent, and Ivana.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Tune in later.
Thanks, Taro, and all the other students. Our students went on a field trip to the Tibetan Buddhist Centre in Kilmainham and put together a special report. Let's listen.
Hello, my name is Tatiana. Yesterday we went on a trip to the Buddhist Center to celebrate Chinese New Year. In the morning, we had a workshop to learn how to make Chinese dumplings. After that, we went to Kilmaine, which is the home to lots of sites, including jail and memorial gardens. But that's not why we were here. We were here to visit the Buddhist Center.
You previously talked about a Buddhist center named Kagyusame Dzong, which is placed in Dublin. This is based by Tibetan Buddhist Meditation Center, which was founded in 1977, making it the oldest established Buddhist center in Ireland and is part of the Karmanju lineage of Tibetan Buddhism. Their founder and director, Kojaku Tulku, was brought Tibetan Buddhism to the West in 1963, and he substantially founded with Khonjan Trungpa Kanju Sen Ling Monastery in Scotland, the first Tibetan Buddhist monastery in the West. Their center offers meditation teaching of Buddhism, regularly weekly program of silent and chantric practice, visits from Tibetan lamas by teachers, monks, nuns, mindfulness programs, Tibetan medicine clinic, children's group, linear yoga classes for all levels, and more.
Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm going to talk about what we learned at the Buddha Center. We learned what Buddhists celebrate and what they believe in. They celebrate Chinese New Year, and they believe in karma. They have 5 rules not to do. Don't cheat, don't lie, no intoxication like alcohol or drugs. Don't steal and don't kill. They believe that what you say and do, or do will become back around you and bite you. They also believe in reincarnation and that after you die. If you did good things in your past life, you'll be reborn as a human, and if we weren't so good, you might be reincarnated into a plant or animal. So the whole belief in the religion is that if you are a good person in this life, you'll be reincarnated into a healthy and happy person.
Thanks so much for that special report. Let's have our second set of student profiles.
Hi, my name is Julia. I'm from Cuenca, a small city in Spain. I came here to Ireland in August of the last year to practice my English. Now I live with a host family in Port Marnock. In my free time, I go out with my friends. Some of them are Spanish, and the other are from here for Ireland. My favorite food is the Spanish omelette, and I miss it so much. But I also miss the olive oil, because here is too expensive. I think my favorite from Ireland are my friends and the people that I met here. I'm part of Marina College.
My name is Carl. I grew up in Crumlin. I now live in Balmount. In my free time, I go shopping and hang out with friends. My favourite singer is Ariana Grande. The thing I love about Ireland is the people and the food. I am a part of Marino College.
My name is Nadia. I grew up on Sean McDermott Street. I moved to Ballybuck. In my free time, I like to draw or listen to music. My favourite food is waffles or noodles. From my old neighbourhood, I miss my neighbours. I love the traditions about Irish culture. I'm part of Marino College.
My name is Moses. I grew up in Uganda. I've lived here in Ireland for 2.5 years ago. I live in Nostrand Road, Dublin 3. In my free time, I watch movies and sometimes play games. My favorite food, the food I make for myself. Band is One Republic. Stuffs I miss about my country, they're my friends and my relatives who live there. I love about Ireland, the sports, and the tourist places. I'm part of Marino College.
We also recorded some vox pops with the whole group. Here's how they went.
Hello, my name is Ivana and this is Neg FM, and I'm here with students from Marino College, and I heard that they go for a school trip on Cavan.
What do you expect to learn from the school trip to Cavan?
I'm expecting to meet new people and I don't know her from what it's their experience living here in Dublin.
Hello, well, I expect to meet new people and to learn more about Cavan and what's this center for. And I also want to do some sports there because I heard the Cavan center doing like loads of sports, but I like sports.
I'm going to find new people there, and I'm going to find like students from different schools, also like from different countries. So I go and do different sports maybe I may like or not. So just learning something new.
The same as my mates, like to go there and meet new people and be like, do some activities there and see how do things there, like the weather and all there, if it's different or not, because I never went there. So I think it will be interesting.
Well, hello, Ivana. As the teacher of Marino College bringing the students to Cavan, I hope to learn more about my students and not just classroom-based work. I hope to meet other teachers and other students from other schools in North Inner City Dublin who are in the same boat as you guys, and hopefully we'll learn lots more about different cultures and you know, where we've all come from, and all about respect and learning to listen to one another as well. So we've lots of nice things to look forward to when we go to Cavan.
Okay, thank you. This is me, Ivana, and this is Neg FM. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
So we have heard from Miss MacDonald already. Next, Nadia interviewed Miss Dima. Let's hear about that now.
I'm Nadia. Here today is Ms. Dima, an English teacher from Marino College.
Hi, Nadia. How are you? Thanks for having me.
So, Ms. Dima.
Yes.
What would you be if you weren't a teacher?
Okay, that's a good question. I think I probably would have been maybe a counsellor or a psychologist, I would have always said. So either or, yeah.
Why did you become a teacher?
Okay, so I became a teacher obviously for the love of my subjects. I love English and I love history. And I became a teacher because I care about education and I love working with teenagers and helping them to fulfil whatever career path they decide to take once they finish their Leaving Cert.
What advice would you give to senior cycle students?
Yeah. This is actually a tough one because I have a lot of students who always say that they don't really know what they're going to do once they leave school at 17. And it's a really tough thing to decide when you're 17. So I would always say to obviously do the best that you can. Have a look and research courses that you'd like to do. Go to the open days. I suppose that's it. And fill out your CAO. Put in as many options as you can. Do you know what you'd like to do, Nadia?
I'm looking into real estate or interior design.
Exactly. And like looking into is the word that I've just been saying there. Like, you know, research, looking into it, seeing that if it's for you or not. So that's really good. I hope you get there as well. That's brilliant.
And what do you like the most about teaching?
Okay. God, these questions are excellent. What do I like most about teaching? I love, obviously, my subjects, and I love the relationship that I have with students as well. That's a really big part of teaching for me, is that I know the students and I get to know them, and that's how I built my whole philosophy of teaching my subject. Just getting to know my students, I think that's probably my favourite part of teaching, the interaction that I have with students.
What is it like working in a school with multiple nationalities?
It's great. I love it. There's so much culture in Marino as well. Like, we have students from Russia to Romania to Poland, Lithuania, Uganda, and of course Irish as well. And it's great. You learn so much about different cultures. And personally, me being from Albania as well, I love being part of a school that caters to so many different nationalities, because when I went to school in a very small town in Tralee, where I was the minority group, where in Marino you don't feel like that. So it's fantastic. And like I said, I love being part of a school that has that and being able to celebrate everybody's differences. So yeah, it's great. I love being part of an international school.
Thank you very much for listening. I'm Nadia. I interviewed Ms. Dima.
Thank you so much, Nadia. That was really fun. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Nadia and Ms. Dima. All the international students went on an overnight trip to Cavan. Here is their special report.
Hello, my name is Tatiana and this is NERFM, and the name of the program is International Voice. Right now, I'm in the bus on the way to Cavan. And what is going to happen there? We're going to do some workshops, sports. I heard we're going to do some water sports, hopefully. And beside me is Vincent from Marina College. Are you excited about today's trip?
A little bit.
What are you expecting to happen on this trip?
Workshops and, I don't know, water sports and stuff.
Are you excited? Like, there are gonna be like loads of people from other countries. Would you like to make new friends?
I'm good by myself.
You're very like quiet always. Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, Vincent. Moses, are you excited about today's trip?
Yeah.
What are you expecting to happen on this trip?
I'm going to do sports and other stuff, so that's why I'm excited.
What kind of sports would you like to do there?
Swimming, football, and other new sports they tell us to do.
Swimming, but it's winter and it's cold.
I don't care, I wanna swim.
Moses. Thank you, Moses. Taro, are you excited about today's trip?
Yes.
What are you expecting to happen on this trip?
I don't know, I don't have much information about it, but I hope it's going to be fun.
Thank you.
Welcome back to NERFM. This is
the end of the first day in Kevin.
Today we split into four groups, A, B, and C, and D. And we did workshops about positive and negatives in our life in Ireland. And beside me are people from O'Connell School. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Nicole.
Did you enjoy today's day?
Today I did enjoy it, yes.
Any plans for tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're all going to meet up and plan our drama segment.
Thank you. Hello, what's your name?
Luca.
Lucas, did you enjoy today's day?
Yes, I did. It was really good.
What are your plans for tomorrow?
Meet new people and have fun with my friends.
Okay, thank you. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Lauren.
Did you enjoy today's day?
Yes.
Tell me about your plans for tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'm planning to make a presentation with my team on homelessness, I think.
Okay, thank you. This was Near FM, and see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Now let's have the last group of student profiles.
So my name is Taro. I was born in Japan, but I grew up in Lithuania. I moved to Ireland like 4 or 5 years ago. Now I live in Charlemont, Dublin. On my free time, I work out a lot, play video games. What I miss about my country mainly is the weather, because we have a lot of snow and hot summers. And about the Irish culture, I really like the dance. I feel like it's really unique. I'm from Marino College.
Hello, my name is Tatiana, and I grew up in Moldova. I moved to Ireland 4 years ago. Now I live in the East Wall, Dublin 3. In my free time, I do boxing, I go out with my friends, and I go to different parties. And also, I spend so much time in social media. I miss weather from Moldova. I love dancing about Irish culture, and I'm part of Marino College.
So my name is Vincent. I grew up in Poland. I moved to Ireland 7 months ago. I now live in Dublin. In my free time, I play violin and watch movies. My favorite food is, in this moment, salmon sushi. I miss my friends in school from Poland. And I love Irish dance from Irish culture. And I'm part of Marino College.
My name is Abby. I grew up in Ireland. I now live in Pear Street. In my free time, I go shopping with my friends. My favorite singer is Britney Spears. I love the people in Ireland. I am part of Marino College.
Thanks so much to all those who took part in today's special programme. To all the students, to Miss McDonnell and Miss Dima, to Marino College and to Near FM. I am Niamh Hand, and this has been the students from Marino College bringing you Tea Time with TY on Near FM. Thanks for listening.